Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 245 for Wednesday, August 14th, 2021, and it has been an absolutely awesome day. I stayed at my parents' house last night. They took me to breakfast in the morning, and then they drove me up Interstate 5 to the Anaheim Resort area, which I really, really love. And I was very happy to get to see some scenery because I'd never come here via that route or from that direction before, but Dad says he sees that all the time on his motorcycle rides, so it was very interesting to get to see that, or the scenery that he sees all the time when he's out motorcycling. It took a little longer than I would have hoped because we stopped and got gas, but we did get here to the hotel between 11 and 12, and they actually let me check in early, which was wonderful. So that meant I was able to go over to, Knott's Berry Farm. Yes, my parents were willing to drive the extra 15 or so minutes out of their way to get over to Knott's Berry Farm, which was wonderful of them. And absolutely worth it. I'm really glad I did it. I hadn't been there since I was there as part of a school group, I believe in either junior high school or possibly early in high school. I'm not sure which. So the last time I was there, Ghost Rider was brand new. And since then, it has been completely retracked and has had new trains added to it. And they were actually running too. I was very delighted to hear that. They don't have the greatest reputation for running efficient operations. But today they were. So there are currently nine roller coasters operating. Two of them were closed today. So that makes seven. Of those seven, I managed to ride six in the time that I had, which I'm pretty darned proud of. Only five of those were new to me. One of them was Ghost Rider, which I'd done before, and which was really my main reason for being there. And yes, it was absolutely as good as I remembered, quite possibly better. But I really liked Silver Bullet a lot. I really think it was the standout favorite of today. I haven't updated my spreadsheet. I'll do that when I get home. I got a Lyft ride from there back over to the hotel. Took a shower because I was hot and sweaty. I had been walking around pretty fast all day, so I was very hot and very sweaty and tired. Changed into my cute dress from Kohl's, which I really love. I was really happy with it. Not the one I made when I bought it, Kohl's. Tomorrow I'll be wearing the one I made. And walked over to the Marriott, which is like 5 minutes of walking between the two, and attended the kickoff opening ceremony and keynote presentation of Toastmasters International Convention 2024. It was really fun. We have a parade of national flags, kind of like the one in the Olympics, except we don't all walk in. We only have one flag bearer parade with the flag. It's still really cool. Had a really good keynote presentation. Really enjoyed it. So that took a grand total of about an hour and 40 minutes for the whole thing. And opening ceremonies night is really fun because in the agenda, and in the information about the convention, you're encouraged to wear your home country's national traditional dress if you have it. So quite a lot of people did. So I got plenty of time to look at all the beautiful outfits that the flag bearers and other people who were there were wearing. There were a lot of us and not very much space. It's the right amount of space for us. We're not a big enough group for the convention center proper, but we absolutely are a big enough group to completely fill up all the space in the marquee ballroom at Anaheim Marriott for Michael Butler. Yes, that's the very same ballroom where I went to 501st Bash 2 years ago, and we had a live band there. The Flux Capacitors or the Force Capacitors, and I sent a set list clip into the Rock and Roll Geek Show about that. So it was a wonderful, wonderful night, and I got to say hello and take a selfie with one of our previous Toastmasters International presidents who I happened to run into when we were all walking out of there. And that was a really great way to end the night, and now I am very tired. I really should be going to bed. More tomorrow, possibly a live from the parks tomorrow if I think of it. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.